Hello, and welcome to Evolving Consciousness, the podcast where you discover more about the invisible world of energy, consciousness, spirituality, and all the things that help you create your dreamiest life and business yet. Here's your host, Stacey Hartman.
The first thing that happens when we release judgment is it neutralizes the field. From there, the highest good is orchestrated by unseen forces much more powerful than what we can control on our own. This divine orchestration happens most purely and quickly in a neutral field. It creates the space for all of the highest good work to unfold. I'm seeing it like a three-part process, a dance between Gus and the human. The human, our job is to neutralize the field. As we neutralize the field, Gus now can use it as a tool, as a conduit, as a catalyst for work that is inherently for the highest good of all. If we are attempting to do this work from a non-neutral field, then we are doing it through a lens of judgment, and it is not always for the highest good. We may think we're helping, but we're actually interfering. We're interfering with the natural organization. We're interfering with the natural unfolding. We're interfering with the ability for things to truly happen for every person's highest good. How do we know that getting sick is not for somebody's highest good? That might be the exact catalyst for them to pursue a path of purpose. How do we know that being homeless is not for somebody's highest good? When we start to interfere with our own judgment, we are interfering with the process of somebody's actual journey, the journey that they are here to be on and take. Now, we might neutralize the field and be guided to do the work. If we are guided to do the work and it's not coming from a place of our judgment, then it is for their highest good. Then it is an orchestration of you were placed in this person's path through divine orchestration to be a part of their unfolding journey. But when we start to insert ourselves, when we start to say, I know what's best for you, I know what you need, I know what would make your life better, I know that you're not happy right now, I know that this isn't good for you, we are actually literally playing God. We are blocking out like the actual truth of what is meant to be for someone. First and foremost, our role, neutralize the field. And we neutralize the field by not holding judgment, by just recognizing the fact, I actually don't fucking know. Like, I don't know if somebody... child dying in a car accident was for some weird, strange way for everybody's highest good. I can't fathom it. My human is heartbroken. My human thinks there's not any chance in hell. But what the fuck do I actually know? How do I know? I don't know. So it's coming to terms with the fact that we may think we know, but we don't know. And the only way that we can release all of this is actually through a higher trust. It's through non-judgment that we then open ourselves up to be able to be and become a conduit, a vessel for the highest good. And when we are judging it, we are a vessel for our own ego. Period. It's black and white. It's either we're doing it from our judgment and thereby interfering with the higher organization for all of humanity, or we are neutralizing our judgment, coming from a place of complete non-judgment, unconditional love, openness, recognition that my human mind can only perceive it through my own programming, which is definitely going to be skewed, which is definitely going to be limited. Until I don't want to see it through a limited lens, there has to be a surrendering of judgment. And in the surrendering of judgment, a stepping into trust. Now, that doesn't mean that you won't be doing the same things you're already doing, but now you'll be doing them from a place of non-judgment, which then holds the highest likelihood that it will create the impact you want to be creating in this world. That's really what it is. It's not that you won't be doing any of the work you're already doing. You're just going to be doing it from such an open place that it automatically creates incredible impact and results in people's lives because it's not tainted with your limited thinking and judgment or limited attachment or limited fears. It's a trust fall. It's a surrender into when we release what we perceive as good, bad, wrong, because again, we don't know anything. It creates the space for the organization to happen for all of everyone's highest good. And now it also creates the space for you to be intuitively guided to be a light worker, a vessel for Gus's work. Now you're intuitively guided. Now it's coming through you instead of from you. Now it's a pull instead of a push. Now it's true power because it's the power of oneness and the power of connection to the all, as opposed to ego power, which is the savior complex that is playing God through judgment. When we talk about really evil and good, evil is anything and everything that is moving through this world from a place of judgment, from a place of thinking we know best, from a place of ego, versus from a place of truth. So we can say that the evil people of the world, one category of evil, and we can really pass a lot of judgment on that level of evil, and then at the same time be projecting all of our evil on them, they're in the public eye or because we're seeing the impact of their ego, not even realizing that we're doing the exact same fucking thing, that we are operating through the exact same lens. And the reality is that all of the evil we're seeing in the world is simply a reflection, a mirror of our own projection, and the evil we're unwilling to take a look at inside of ourselves because we are viewing the world through a lens of judgment. All evil only exists because of judgment. Judgment is separation. Anything we judge, we separate ourselves from. If you judge yourself as having more abundance and blessing than that person over there who's homeless, you are separating yourself from the person who's homeless, regardless of how much you want to help them, because the judgment creates the separation. And so our biggest work, our boldest work, our most impactful work is to open up to being a vessel, to being a worker that is guided from the source of all, and to let go of our own ego, which shows up as judgment, attachment, fear. So we just swung the pendulum all the way to global worldly topics. Now let's ground it into business. If you are working with clients and customers and you see them as being in a place of lack and needing what you have to offer, you are again, just like being the person who's full of blessings and abundance and judging the homeless person as having less than, you are again doing the same exact activity. And rather than seeing your clients as whole and complete, as incredibly powerful creators, you're seeing them as something broken that needs to be fixed. It is no different. It is still judgment. Then some fears automatically start to pop up. If they don't have pains, frustrations, things that need to be solved, problems, then what am I here for? And that answer is also really simple. You're here to remind them. So we get to hold both realities when we're working with our clients. You can intend and see them in their wholeness and completeness. You can know that anything that they are perceiving as a problem that needs to be fixed is not the truth. It's an illusion. You can know that they don't need you. They don't need anything you're offering. And also, they're in a place that they've forgotten the truth. And so while they're seeing everything through a problem paradigm, you can honor, can nurture what they are seeing and know that it is an illusion, that you're actually playing with a possibility paradigm and you're holding a frequency of a possibility paradigm. So rather than judging whatever they're telling you and buying into their story and buying into the illusion that they're living and thinking that you have to help them, instead, they think that they're hiring you for help for this problem. But what you can know that they can't see yet is they're hiring you for a new possibility. They're hiring you to remember the truth of who they are. They're hiring you to remember that they are the answer. And that while, yes, you can consult them on various things, that consultation is coming from a different place. And so if you've ever worked with a client and felt yourself overtaking responsibility for their results, felt yourself proving that you have what it takes, felt yourself feeling frustrated with their lack of movement or momentum, any of those things are telling you that you've bought into their problem paradigm and that you've stepped into some sort of savior complex that thinks and believes that you are here to save them. That's perpetuating the same problem paradigm that they came to you with. And if we see the world through problems that need to be fixed, what ends up happening is more problems just keep popping up. It doesn't matter if it's in your business or if it's in global things that you'd like to see changed in the world. If you're viewing it through a lens of judgment or a belief that when this thing is resolved, then I can assure you that belief coming from a framework of problem, that thing will happen. So for example, with your client, once they understand sales, then they'll have a successful business. Guess what? If they were coming to you with a problem paradigm and you were supporting them from a problem paradigm, what do you think happens? Even after that perceived problem is resolved, another problem pops up. And ultimately, they start going into a rat race of trying to solve problem after problem, realizing that no matter how many problems they solve, it's never actually solved for the thing they really desire, which is an experience of peace, freedom, fun, joy, which can only come when we're perceiving things from a possibility paradigm. Many of us unknowingly are perpetuating the same thing we believe we are here to impact, here to transform. Now, this is where it gets really fun, is that we already know the way the law of compensation works. And the law of compensation says that what you sow, you reap. You sow problems, you reap problems. You sow possibility, you reap possibility. So that also means that you are paid and receive opportunities, wealth, connections, relationships, all of the humanly yummy, good material things. I say good, I realize that sounds like a judgment. The things that feel expansive and abundant, the things that feel closer to an experience of limitlessness, potential, and power, the things that can amplify the values that mean the most to you. Material is received in direct correlation to how deeply you serve. And if you are serving from a problem lens, then you are paid in accordance with viewing the world through a problem lens. If you are serving with a possibility lens, which is the truth of the all, you're paid in accordance with that lens. If you are serving from a place of judgment, you are strangling out all of the abundance and amazingness that is available to you. If you are serving from a place of radical acceptance, of non-judgment, of unconditional love, and a possibility paradigm, essentially meaning you are that open vessel where the work is coming through you that's connected to the divine orchestration of all and for the highest good of all, then because you're an open vessel, you have a receiving container that is also wide open to receive more and more, but not because you need more, not even necessarily because you want more. Just because that is an experience that becomes available to you, and that as you receive more money, you have an ability to direct and circulate that money into amplifying more of what your heart loves. And yes, you have wholeness and completeness with or without the money. You can experience fun, joy, laughter, happiness, bliss, beauty. You can enjoy all of it without making a single dollar. You could enjoy it living on the streets. That's available to all of us, so long as our basic needs are met. And the more money that you receive for sharing your gifts from a place of possibility, non-judgment, and acceptance, the more you get to materialize and amplify and turn up those same values. So for example, we can have fun and laughter playing with a $1 deck of cards, and we can have fun and laughter going on an exquisite vacation. That is the purpose of money. We receive more of it when we understand and open ourselves up to serving in a different way, to serving from a place, to contributing, to sharing our gifts freely from a place that hardly anybody is right now in the world. So if you're wondering how to stand out, how to be unique, how to be seen, how to be magnetic, operating your business and your life through this lens does that, because it flips the whole game on its head.
Thank you for tuning in and your contribution in raising your own frequency in the entire collectives. For more resources and bonus material, check out the link in the description of this episode. Until next time, happy manifesting.